up, cock teasers?
God! Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
I was gonna ease him into it. I was gonna do a little bass line.
No, these cock teasers need to quit teasing my cock.
Man, I wanted to start the episode. It's right before your special. I wanted to start off with a nice little bass line to get people kind of in the mood, feeling it.
Sorry. Run it from the top.
Okay, let's run it back. Okay.
Run it back, Johnny. Run it back.
Okay, you want me to start off now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Okay.
What's up, cock teasers?
Oh, come on. It's the holidays.
They're still, yeah, that's the worst time to tease a cock. I didn't get this mistletoe belt buckle to have my cock teased, all right?
Hope your microphone explodes in your face.
Oh, God, I'm going to explode in someone's face if you don't quit teasing my cock. What's up?
What you going to do for
Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee?
What you gonna going to do for the holidays?
That's 6:30 and 8:45. That's two shows. Brent Terhune, Ryan Niemeller, with special guest Johnny LaQuasto. Come get this dick.
That is not the promo. There's no way that's the promo.
That is the promo you sent me.
You're
that
not offering your flaccid penis,
Johnny,
in the promo.
That's what you wrote, Johnny. Johnny, here's what happened. Cafeteriaites. So Johnny, he.
First off, don't you dare tell the cafeteria holics a lie.
No. You.
We'll talk law.
You texted us. Oh, no. Brent and I, sweet Brent and adorable Ryan.
I don't even want to be a part of this.
No, you're a big part of this, Brent.
No, the thing that Johnny texted us. That's. I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah. So Johnny said, "Hey guys, because I love you so dearly and I want this special to succeed, what I've done." Is I've written a very well thought out, heartfelt promo that I'm going to send you. I don't want you to look at it ahead of time.
Yeah.
I want you just to be surprised and read it.
Well, technically, it was my fanfic.
When we start this.
Look at that. Look at it. It's all on my phone right there. If you're watching.
So you think that I'm being inappropriate, yelling, calling the poor cafeteria its cock teases. Johnny LaQuasto wrote that and tricked me into saying it.
Mm-hmm. And you started off just like, oh, hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. And then Johnny said, read it from the top.
Yeah. Read it as written. All right.
Use emphasis now.
So I want to sincerely apologize on behalf of the cafeteria podcast. Yeah.
And to be fair, I had a cat of nine tails that I would thwap Ryan with until he read it correctly.
Right on the back of the ball bag.
Yes. Amongst
back,
a few other places.
He had to be under you.
Well, to be fair, yes, I was. I was under. Yeah. It was more like, like I was playing with a cat, a little kitty. But that's okay.
And I got excited and I tried to paw at both of the things. Yeah.
Which is how we're going to warm up for the special on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't go over notes or listen to music. I just have somebody take Ryan's a laser balls around the green room.
You better lock that green room door. Tell you what, boy.
You think there's been a viral prank video of somebody taking a laser pointer to somebody else's balls?
100%.
If not, we should do that on Sunday. So get that sack ready, John.
That's right.
Johnny's our opener, and what that means is that he's getting his dick bit by a cat. Right.
My name's John Quasta. Welcome to Jack.
Oh! Oh my God! Laser pointer thwarted.
My scrotal area. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into it, guys. This is the episode. The special's in a matter of hours, a matter of days, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, when this goes up, it'll be 2 days until special time.
Well, let's do the promo. Let's get it out of the way. Sunday, December 19th. Ryan, go!
What's up, cock teasers? December 19th. Brent Terhune, Ryan Neuer, 6:30, 8:45. You'll laugh so hard, your clit will fall off.
Yeah, Ryan was running his set last week, and they all had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Get reattachment surgery.
Yeah, it was so funny. Everybody just bled from the crotch.
They just had to put pans down under the seats.
Yeah. Was that better, Johnny? Was that
a Can we play that on something?
Johnny, I told you I would read your rewrites. I just did your rewrites. Was it good enough for you finally?
For the record, we will have bedpans at the show this Sunday if need be. Yeah. So I've stolen them from multiple hospitals.
That's the only reason you got into the medical game. All that free bedpan.
Dude, the slang and pans, baby.
Slang and pans.
Mm-hmm. December 19th, Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville. It's going to be me. It's going to be Ryan Niemiller and our host for the evening, Johnny LaQuasto.
That's right.
We're taping specials, two big shows. Showtimes and tickets at Zany's Comedy or Zany's.com.
Whoa. Let's just tell them the showtimes. We got
6:30 and 8:45, I think.
Yes, exactly.
I figure out what time the first show is, and I'm just there for the second one.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always one of those things that, like, sometimes we'll get to a show and, like, seating is taking a little while or, like, whatever. And, like, they always come back and they're like, hey, is it cool if we start, like, 15 minutes late? And I'm always like, I'm in the building. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm here. Take whatever time you need. I'm here to get paid. So, like, whatever.
Now we're going to do it for real. Ryan, do not call people cock teases.
All right. Got it.
All right. I see that brain. I see the fucking squirrels in your brain just twerping and spinning.
Don't.
What's
up, cock teases? December 19th. Zany's in Nashville. You want to get your grundle laughed off? So I'm not as good. as
Ryan, do you want everything to be moist? Come down to Nashville.
Oh, you want to have a change of pants available? Because we're going to give them away at the door because you're going to cream your assholes out.
That's
That sounds like a doctor visit.
To quote Juvenile, oh, you won't treat your nose, huh? Come on down to Zany's in Nashville.
We're going to give you a laughter enema. You're going to shit all over your wife.
Literally and psychologically.
Yeah. I think we nailed it. I think we cut it up.
We can get this
on Disney Kids.
7 minutes straight of this. That's the promo right there.
Yeah, I think anyone who knows us knows that's a good promo. That was a really good promo.
It's about as good as professional as we'll be.
That's effective marketing. You know how all Super Bowl commercials are 7 minutes long?
Yeah. $21 million out the door.
Yeah, that was, we put a lot of budget into that. That was
actually, that's what we can't even afford a microphone for the special now. So.
Why do you think I was so loud during the promo? I'm trying to warm up my vocal cords because I'm going to have to scream into the abyss.
You guys are just going to yell out like you're Tony Robbins. You're going to unleash your power within. You're going to talk with your hands a lot. You're not going to have a mic. Make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know,
daddy's been on the road a lot, guys. By daddy, I mean me.
Yeah, okay. Brent is daddy.
Brent Tell
is
us
daddy.
About it, Brentskis. Two,
the road has changed a man.
Oh, no.
I'm aged. I was in Wichita and Tulsa, so thanks for coming out, everybody. But and normally you do, you go week out, and then I just would leave on that either after the show or just Sunday. Mm. But I stayed out.
No, you didn't.
For 2 weeks. Stayed out.
In what, an automobile?
They've provided facilities for us to live in.
You had your own latrine?
Yeah. They gave us one of those little tiny camp shovels and we got to dig our own latrines.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will say I've had some weird run-ins with the looty bins in recent years, but one thing they're very good at is, they take care of road dogs. So like they do a good job at like, if you want, they'll book you for consecutive weeks or, because they have four clubs. Sometimes they'll do four in a row. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to go home in between, you have options to stay at like a condo or a house in each place. They take care of you in that way for sure.
Throughout the entire week, do they give you one-nighters and whatnot or not really?
No, they'll just let you stay until like, okay, your weekend was up Saturday. You could stay till Tuesday and then you drive to the next city and you can get in then. Mm. Like they do that kind of stuff while the new next headliner's coming in.
A lot of these houses are just in neighborhoods, so I can't imagine the neighbors just seeing three different people at the house every week forever. Mm. But I like to think that most of us are well-behaved and keep to ourselves.
Yep. That's what, honestly, I like it. I like it. I mean, there's mileage may vary on the individual condos of comedy clubs.
Yeah.
But I would rather stay in just a neighborhood where I can be quiet and just have a full house to myself kind of thing.
Yeah.
Than a hotel. Like hotels are fun. We stayed at one of the worst hotels I have ever stayed at in my entire life this week. So
what?
I will take the condos.
Okay. Well, first off, Brensky went Wichita, Tulsa. That'll burn the old keister.
Yep.
Before we get to your shitty hotel, how was – so you were gone essentially for what, about 9-10 days?
Almost – yeah, probably close to 10 or 11 days. So –
oof.
And, yeah, just being out and I like it. And usually condos, you know, people that are listening, that comedy condo gets a bad rap, and rightfully so, for certain places. Usually up until recently you walk in, it's a big tube TV.
I was going to say, if you're like me and you're a retro video game collector and you're looking for an old CRT tube TV,
mm-hmm.
just become a stand-up comedian and stay at one of the condos, because you're going to find like 8 of them just laying around.
Oh, and yeah. if you'd want a table from the club, that TV's sitting on top of that.
Yes.
And if you want to find bed sheets that make a crime scene jealous, go to a comedy goddamn condo.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's
BYOS. Bring your own sheets if you're going to stay in a condo.
I thought you were going to say bring your own semen, because people certainly do.
I'm always bringing my own semen, Johnny.
Isn't that what's behind you on the shelf back there, Ryan?
Yeah, it's right next to my 10 Nintendo Switches I have displayed.
Which
my vial of semen that I travel with.
Which, where you live, is the house that Cum builds. So
yeah, exactly. This is indeed.
Yeah. So being out, and I like the road. Like, I like being alone. Like, I'm, you know, people get lonely. I usually don't get lonely. I just am alone. I enjoy that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Not for that long. For a little bit of time, I do. Like, to be honest, I enjoyed the shit out of being on that cruise. I truly did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it's needed. Sometimes you got to, like, get away. You got to recollect your thoughts. You got to be away from everything. And then you just focus on some jokes.
Yeah, well, tell us about this cruise experience, because, you know, I've never done a cruise before.
Well, I certainly will, but before we forget, Ryan, this hotel, where the hell were you?
Oh, okay. So this last week, I did a one night. This became the longest week for a one nighter ever.
Oh.
So I had a show up in Bend, Oregon.
Love Bend, Oregon. They got the Schutz Brewery. That shit is tight.
I did not get to enjoy any of that. That'll be part of the story as we go.
Oh.
So Bend, Oregon, from where I live, about an 18-hour drive total. Maybe a little less than that, maybe about 15 hours.
So you drove, right? That makes sense.
100%.
Wow.
I didn't realize at the time. I wish you would have mentioned it. So I brought my buddy Dave Yates with me.
Hot sauce.
Oh, hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Mm-hmm.
Dave lives about 3 hours north of me. He bought a house in the mountains.
He did? I did not know this.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet house. It's my first time actually getting to see the house. It's
so this man's nice slinging hot sauce and just buying houses.
Well, he was smart with it that he bought the house. Like, his mortgage, because he's way up in the fuck middle of nowhere.
I was going to say, does he have no interest in being near L.A. or what?
No, he just commutes in. He it's not that he doesn't have interest. He just doesn't care. He's an old road dog, just like us. So, like, it's a thing I try to explain to producer Ann that, you know, she's like, oh, you're too far away from the city. I'm like, 2 hours is nothing to go work to do comedy. Yeah. You know, it's like that's a couple of podcasts. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, people that work the road will be like, it's only a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I drove late. So the show was on Thursday. I drove late Tuesday night. I had dinner with Ann and just kind of hung out here. And then My wife loves me. It's fucking weird.
Damn, it's crazy.
You be cooking.
She ain't no cock tease. What up? Not like you cafeteriaites. December 19th, Zanies, Nashville.
Speaking of which, are producer Ann and producer wife going to be at the filming of the specials?
They are not. At least,
damn it.
Yeah, I would. No. She would. This is her last week before Christmas break of school, and it's the craziest week of the year because the kids are animals during this last week.
I'm antsy for those kids. I want them out of school as much as they want to be out of school.
Yeah, it's a terrible week for her because it's like a combination of not only is it the last week before Christmas, so they're all checked out anyway.
Oh yeah,
but if you're not, this might not make 100%. If you're from the Midwest, people, this doesn't make sense. But out here, it's also supposed to rain this week. And rain is still such a novelty in Southern California that anytime it rains, the kids lose their fucking minds. Mm-hmm. She says, like there is nothing that Anne hates more than a good rainstorm coming through when she has to teach that day. Because mm-hmm. the kids are just fucking animals. Because they can't go outside for recess. And so they're just like all, they're just balls of asshole the entire time. Mm-hmm. So I drive the 3 hours up on Tuesday night to go crash at Dave's. Because I'd rather get there early. I didn't want to risk like leaving super early from Thursday, you know, and mm-hmm. everything has to go perfect to make it that way.
You know, plus it's December, Oregon, a little unpredictable with the weather.
Correct.
You know.
Because Ben has a little elevation to it as well. So we got a couple little small flurries of snow, nothing crazy. So we're going to drive as much as we can on Wednesday. We asked them to see if they could potentially get us an extra day of hotel. They couldn't. No big deal. It wasn't part of the deal. That wasn't me shitting on them. They were fantastic. The people who booked us were wonderful. Nothing wrong there. But it was one of those things, like the hotel we stayed at was very fancy when we got there. So that was the Thursday night hotel. We stopped in Redding, California.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On the way up. That's maybe
so four. So you guys did minutes. Drive.
Yes, we did drive. Okay. And I think I kind of realized it that Dave didn't buy his plane ticket in time, so it would have been too expensive for him. So he kind of was like, hey, why don't we just take a little road trip like the old days?
Yeah.
And in my head, the way he originally pitched it was like, you drive up here, stay at the house that night. I'll drive. We'll take my car. We'll go from there. I get there. Hey, I got a leak in my tire, bud. Can we take your car?
Oh, boy.
Ah, the old switcheroo. Yeah,
the old... Yates and Switch is what they call it.
Yeah, the old Yates and Switch.
Yeah, hey, I don't have a car. Can we take yours?
Yeah. I also don't have a house. Can you go ahead and pay my rent so we have a place to stay on Tuesday? And it was just one of those things that – and I don't care. Like, I don't care driving. Like, it's not like my car is, like, so fancy that it can't be – it was fine. But I have a thing, and I trust Dave. Dave's one of my best friends in the world. I wouldn't, like – it's not that I don't trust him, but like I don't like anyone else driving my car if I'm in the car. I just have like a weird thing about it. So I drove the entire of the ways, both ways.
Oh, God damn, son.
The way back, I think I put in an 18-hour day.
I had on the way back from Tulsa, I had Dwight Simmons, a good friend of mine and funny comic.
What up, Dwight? I love Dyke.
He drove so I could ride a little bit, and it felt very weird to be in the passenger seat of my own car.
Yep, that's exactly
it. Feels weird.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with not like the only person I will casually let drive my car and not feel weird about it is my wife. My wife. I feel good enough with that. But so I drove that way. Since we weren't getting the hotel on Wednesday night, we decided to stop in Redding, California. And we stayed at the shittiest place.
Have in or budget or a number in the title?
Or murder?
It was the Red Lion.
Oh, yeah. That's a chain, actually.
Yeah. So I think it was they just bought the rights to the name because it was definitely – you know, so the second we got there, we stood around for 30 minutes and no one was at the front desk.
No shit.
We called the number. Nobody answered. We knocked. I even went like behind the desk and I even made it clear. I was like waving at the camera to make sure mm-hmm. they didn't think. And I just kind of like walked around and like knocked on the back door to see if like maybe someone fell asleep back there. I didn't know someone was murdered back there.
Sure.
So we were just like, okay, this is a good start. So we sat around for like 20, 30 minutes.
Well, hold on. Did you book something on your phone? Did you use Hotel Tonight? Yeah,
we used like Priceline or something like that. Because we were like 2 hours out still. From there, and when we found out we weren't getting the hotel in Bend, there was no reason to keep driving to Bend.
Yeah,
we might as well just stop at some place. You know, I didn't want to. It was already like 7 p.m. I didn't want to drive late into the night if we're not getting a free room anyway.
My least favorite part of traveling is the check-in.
Yeah,
because it'll take you 8 hours to get there, but the 8 minutes it takes
brutal
is so much. Just I need to poop. Yeah. I need to pee. I need to not.
I was going to describe the same way. It's like that time, like where you can hold your piss for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second you like see the bathroom door, your body's like, it's gotta go.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it feels like when you had like any kind of delay checking in.
And the breakfast is in the, I know it's in the morning. I'm not
it's
going to.
It's always in the morning.
I'm not swimming. Just tell me where the room is. It's in Dumb and Dumber where he's trying to get the phone number from the girl.
Yeah.
And his leg is on fire. He's like, for the love of God, just give me the damn number.
My routine is I'm like half running to my room and I'm like, thank you. I have the key. Then I go back real quick. Excuse me. Where's the fitness center? Okay, thanks. And then I
Me too, Johnny.
Yeah. He was going to ask.
The goddamn fitness center is always one elliptical that's not plugged in and one treadmill that's plugged in but does not work. That's the entire goddamn fitness center.
No one's there. We decide, okay, well, we hadn't eaten dinner yet, and there was like a Denny's in the same parking lot. They basically shared a parking lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, Denny's is dope. I hadn't had Denny's in a while. We got to the Denny's. I'm going to give a shout out. I doubt she listens. I want to give a shout out to Darcy, who is our sweet waitress.
What up, Darcy?
She was the highlight of Redding, California.
Strong name. Darcy's a good name for a Denny's server.
She was the best. She had said she worked there for like 20 years.
She's older, Darcy.
Yeah. She was telling us about how much the hotel had changed over the years and like the town. Oh. I didn't do it on purpose, but I was a scumbag and was wearing my own merch. I have like one Club Nub shirt that kind of just lives with my like, I sleep in the shirt. I'll fly in it sometimes.
Attaboy.
I'm wearing
a Mike Pence Howling at the Moon shirt. It's just because I've done a cameo.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't wear the...
It was the weirdest thing. I was texting with Austin and Colton, the Gun Kids, about it, and I was like, yeah, because Darcy bought my shirt. She didn't know I was a comic.
Wait, you took it off your body and
no,
you were
no, no,
shirtless?
I just had them in the trunk because I brought merch.
Dude, you should have gave the shirt off your back.
Yeah, I was just wearing the shirt, and she's like, oh, my cousin, like I think that shirt's hilarious. My cousin, you know, that I grew up with, I'm very close with. He's missing one of his hands. He would love that. And I was like, well, I'm a comedian. You know, I have this. So like she bought a shirt. She was the sweetest woman ever. She was fantastic. But I was talking to the Guns about it. Cause like, and it's like really weird how like wrestlers, it's cool to wear your own merch.
Yeah.
But with a comic, you're a fucking tool.
Yeah.
If you're wearing your own damn shirt, you're weird. So we got out of there, went to the hotel. We ordered the food. While we were sitting there waiting for the food, I saw her finally come in. I saw someone walk into the hotel lobby. So I was like, I need to go over there now because there's no guarantee she won't disappear
for an hour again. Hotboxing in the car for the past 45 minutes.
I don't know what it was.
Did she walk into the hotel or from the back room?
She was like in a different room. So what she said, she was also one of those people, and this is a weird thing. This is not me hating on her because she's like, bad at her job because these jobs are shit. All right.
You've done the front desk.
Yes.
Job.
These jobs are awful. I'm not hating on her for that because she was very sweet, but those type of jobs invite people after a certain while. They're like, I know you're a stranger. I don't know why you're here. Here's everything fucking shitty that's happened at this job the last 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
and so she's like, oh yeah, last night this guy yelled at me just in my, I never had that ever happen in my life. This took longer to get over there than I thought. It was just like all this stuff. And it was, again, like you were saying, I was like, can you just give us the keys, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you've had a rough night. Like, I'm not mad at her, but I'm just mad at the concept of what's happening. Like, you made me wait. Quit making me wait more.
You were eaten by a red lion. Just give me the key.
Yeah, I'm not going to write a bad Yelp review or anything. I'm just like, but I need you to help me here. We go back to Denny's after I finally get the keys. She had to go find keys. They were out of keys.
Were they real keys or key cards?
Key cards. They were just out of key cards.
Like, you know you're in a bad hotel when it's a real key still.
Yes. Yeah.
Please tell me the key card. It was one of those that had like a Domino's coupon on the flip side.
It was blank white.
Oh shit.
They had to go into the generic, just plain white cards.
Wow.
That apparently someone had to go get from a different establishment last night.
See, I love the hotels that give you the key cards. Then there's like, two medium one toppings for $14.99 on the other side. I'll never forget, man, where the hell was I? I had to, I was doing a couple colleges up in Rhode Island or something, and they refused to get me a room the night before. I forget what it was. I was driving in from New York or something. I needed a place to stay, and they would not get me a room. So I had to find one myself, and I just, like an idiot, I found like a Motel 6 or something. Yo, I got eaten alive by bed bugs. I mean, I had...
Oh, God.
It looked like I had the goddamn mumps like within 24 hours. Like I had markings all over my body. It was terrible.
Well, it's because you're a tasty boy, Johnny.
I'm a very sweet little boy. But key card did have a coupon on it.
I chew on that grundle. I don't care. It looks
sweet, they man. Did. And they did. Yeah, they feasted.
So we finished eating. Like I said, Darcy was a sweet. She's one of my favorite. Normally, like I'm always very polite. Anytime I go out to eat, because like I know that job sucks, but usually it just ends at that. You have a nice moment. I tip well. We pay. You move on. Darcy's one of the. I was very glad to have that experience. One of the best experiences where I've actually had like this was a fun, nice moment that I've had just eating.
Was the food okay at this Denny's?
Nah.
Okay.
It wasn't her fault, but just like a lot of places, they were having supply chain. So like she got there. I was so excited just to get like buffalo chicken strips. That's what my brain just decided I really needed. Mm. The first thing she said, sorry, anything that involves chicken, we don't have.
Oh, fuck.
And I was just like,
so do you have eggs or
like, can you sit on an egg for a while? And I can wait. No one's going to be checking me in at the hotel for hours.
So. Darcy's like, I'm sorry. Anything that you could put on a fork and technically put into your mouth to consume, we ain't got it.
Yeah, anything that's not water, you can't have. That includes frozen water. We cannot. We have the means to freeze it. Mm-hmm. So get checked in. It took forever. Again, whatever. It was fine. We get our room. Go up there hauling heavy ass bags. It's like this was the type of place. That normally, if I'm just stopping somewhere, I'll leave my merch in the car. No. I was not leaving my merch in the car here.
Yeah.
So I hauled that upstairs.
I love the idea of a thief trying to sell 200 Club Nub shirts.
Club Nub shirts, yeah. Get in there. First room, dirty.
He's trying to sell me. Hold on, just go back. The guy's like trying to hawk the shirts on the street. He's like, hey, what? Y'all ain't seen AGT? Come on, man.
Hey, yo, Darcy's brother.
Yeah.
Do you want another one of these?
You want 200 of these in sizes from small to 3X?
You don't know the Cripple Threat player? Come on, man. $15.
So open the door to the first room. TV's on. It's dirty.
What the fuck?
So it was a case of it got what ended up happening was not scary. So it was just more they checked out. They probably late checked out.
You were waiting to see a guy come out of the shitter as you were standing.
100%. Because like the TV was on. There was like fast food cups. The bed was still like. So Dave, because Dave went up there just ahead to open it. And he's like standing there with the door open. I'm like, Dave, shut the fucking door. Because we don't know in this type of place, that there's a dude with a gun in there who doesn't want to be robbed. And we just opened his door and he's going to fucking shoot us. Shut the door. Yeah. It turns out it just like there was miscommunication between the housekeeping staff and the front desk where they thought the room had been cleaned.
That's because Darcy is the housekeeping staff. And she needed
Darcy's dope. So we go back down there. At first, she kind of does the thing where I don't think she wasn't deliberately calling me a liar, but like the thing where she like instead of just trusting your eyeballs or like your work, like. Hey, the room you just checked us into is dirty. She was like, well, the computer here says it was. I was like, go up to the damn room and look.
Am I lying?
Yeah, what am I lying? So I can go to the next door shitty room? I didn't ask for the suite. They're all garbage.
There's a man in the bed eating chips.
Yeah, I think it was just filthy. So she went up there to double check. And then she came back. It's like, sorry. So she had let Dave into, because Dave waited with our bags, let him into the other room. Finally get back in there. This room.
Oh, no.
The first thing that we see when you close the door, there's a hole on the door that is covered with duct tape.
What?
We assume it's a glory hole.
Like a hole, like are we talking lower portion of the door, like going to the outside?
Like to the, like dick level.
D- Dick like level. Dick okay. level.
It was it not from like the knob on the door that
no,
opened?
No, it was on the actual door. The door oh, okay. itself had the hole.
What's the password? What?
yeah. Right.
Wait, could you see it on the? Could you see anything on the outside of the door? Like, could you see there was a hole in it?
No. No, you couldn't. Oh. So I don't know if it's all the way through, but it was definitely just duct taped.
Yeah.
Dave pulls down like the blanket to kind of like look at it. Horribly stained sheets.
Ugh, oh, no. God. That's just, I don't need a lot in a room, but I need that to be clean.
Yeah. Yeah. So he goes down. He basically gathers up all the sheets that looked dirty. Like mine were fine. I wouldn't say they were good sheets, but they didn't have like giant noticeable stains.
Yeah.
He goes down there and just says like, hey, got some more sheets. Apparently still, we don't have any more sheets.
Oh.
We don't have any. He's like, I just need, he's like, I don't have any queen sheets. He's like, just give me sheets. Yeah. I don't care if it's the right size.
Just
for
give
bed.
Me a child size double yeah. bed. I don't give yeah. a good goddamn.
I'm just trying not to lay on someone's blood stains. And then I'll see if I can put up the picture here that we God. Took. The ones they replaced it with were also stained.
Mm. Oh, God.
Can I ask what this Red Lion cost you for the night?
$88.
That's bullshit.
Was the parking lot full, by the way?
And no.
Yeah.
It was, just... it had enough people, but.
Sorry, we're out of sheets on account of the 7 murders that happened here a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see this.
Let me see if I can get a good.
Angle it down a little bit. Okay, I see. Oh, no way. That's... Oh.
That's like.
That was the replacement sheet. That was the new one they brought, not the original ones.
For the patrons, take a look at them sheets.
Yeah. Or anyone just listening for the audio version. It's just like there's no, you don't have to squint to see what is on whatever's on those sheets. Like,
yeah. Disgusting. Just the worst.
God.
And then at that point, like I'm someone who like, especially because we had like 5 more hours of driving. The show was.
So you've done
8.
Like 10 hours, right? 10 hours
at,
on
at
the
this
road?
Point, yeah. More or less. Yeah. After that.
You might as well sleep in the car, dude.
Yeah, it was close to that. And it was like, it was just disgusting. Like, and anyone who knows me, I am not like a very fancy boy.
I've never called you a prissy prude before.
Yeah, I will not. Like, literally, you said sleep in the car. I've slept in my car so many times.
Yeah, you've
so it's not like
had coins.
And sometimes
in your car
it's out. It's not out of necessity. You could afford a room.
Yeah,
you're just not going to pay for a room
for four. I would rather drive 4 more hours and sleep for 4.
Yeah,
that I'm not. And I'm not, for me, it's always it's a principal thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same way of like, you know, I won't pay for bottled water at like an airport.
I'm with
you know, it's like even if I peeves, need water, man. it's just like. On principle, I can afford $8, but I'm not paying $8.
The only time I buy shit at the airport is if I'm on like a per diem. Like, for example, this past weekend, I'm doing a cruise and they have like a per diem for what you're allowed to spend or you submit your receipts. I'm like, well, yes, I will get a wrap and a little bottle of okay.
$13 trail mix. Thank you very much.
Why, yes, Starbucks, I will have the egg white little ball things that you serve.
Yeah, so it was the whole thing was a shit. So like, and I'm someone too. We only had 5 hours of driving left. So normally, if that was the case, we don't got to get up at 7 a.m. and like fucking pound the pavement, you know? Like, let's just get up when we get up. We'll get some breakfast or some lunch or whatever, and then just go on our way. Man, I think I got a little bit of sleep. My body woke up at like 6, and I'm like, we're going to leave as soon as possible, Dave.
And you're like, we're going to call for an early check-in at the nice hotel.
Yeah, and we sure did.
Did that lady say breakfast is across the parking lot at Denny's?
That lady didn't say shit about breakfast. If you think this place had breakfast, you're out of your mind.
Oh my God.
So after that, and then the other thing, I won't get into too many specifics, but the place we stayed at in Bend might be the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at.
What a weekend.
Dude, yeah, Bend is like an expensive area. I mean, I did a college in Bend. It was a one night thing where I was hosting some kind of talent show. It was ridiculous that I even got flown up for this. I don't even know why. And I stayed right in like a little resort area where like I said, Deschutes Brewery was there. It's like a ski area. And goddamn, the hotel was awesome. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah. The way that the guy who booked me for the show described it, is Bend is basically hillbillies with money. And hillbillies in like the nice sense. It's not like it's a very like it's hillbillies who also have Black Lives Matter flags up.
Yeah. Black gold, like, Texas tea.
You know, it's like that kind. So everyone was very sweet. They were very nice. One of the cool things, there's a Sony video game studio that's based in Bend that makes like video games, and somebody added them on Twitter saying like, oh, you should go visit them too when they're there. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. One of like the head designers, so he was like this might mean nothing to you guys, but he was like part of the team that made Siphon Filter and like stuff like that.
Sounds like I'm aware of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. He came to the show.
You say Siphon Filter. I'm assuming that's a car part. I don't really know.
Yes. It siphons my filter.
We'll knock $15 off of this, Johnny, if you'll just let us replace it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. Just as a video game nerd, I think the last thing he was the director of Days Gone, which was a pretty big game for PlayStation 4, like 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was just a cool nerd thing. Like the show was fantastic. It was packed. People bought merch. They laughed. They were not assholes. The only bad thing that happened in Bend is everyone, like I asked some people ahead of time, like, what's there to do in Bend besides the last Blockbuster?
Get high, right?
And well, everyone was like, there's great, you know, great craft beer, which I don't drink, so that didn't apply. But like great food. There's a lot of great restaurants. Nobody told me that city goes to sleep at like 9 p.m. So the second we got out of the show, the only thing we saw open at all was a 7-Eleven. So we had a wonderful 7-Eleven pizza. Was our gourmet
Bend your hotel. Yeah.
Experience. Yeah.
What about the they get taquitos at the old 7-Eleven sometimes, right?
Oh yeah, we crushed it, man. We got a full size bag of spicy nacho Doritos that were very nice for the drive home. Because the next day I drove 18 hours.
Wait, why 18 hours, though? Because it was 15 to Dave and then three more to you?
Well, it was 12 to Dave and three more home, but, like, you don't do that straight. Like, we stopped and we actually sat down and ate lunch. We sat down and ate dinner. You know, like, it was
an 18-hour travel. You don't have to be anywhere at any certain time, you know?
Yeah. But for me, and I think we've talked about this before, I like working the road. I love doing the shows. The second my work's over, I want to be home as soon as fucking possible.
Mm.
Yeah, I love my dog and I love my wife. I want to go see them.
My wife!
Instantly. So that's what it was. We slept and, you know, got up pretty early and then just hit the road. And I drove the whole 12 hours to Dave's. We stopped at a taco truck that's at the bottom of the mountain where he lives. And it was delicious. And then I hit the road and drove that next 3 hours. And then passed out without brushing my teeth. That's how tired I was.
I can smell your breath from here.
Oh, yeah. It's been melting my microphone slowly.
Well, I do have one more question. Besides the fact that did you or did you not egg the red lion on your ride home, which I know you did.
No, we accidentally were doing the trip in reverse on the way back. Like, I got gas at the exact same gas station that way. Because gas, once you get into Oregon, is so much cheaper than California. Which that
why?
Was
awesome. Because of Joe Biden.
Yeah, good. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, I got a great story for you guys. All right, as soon as Ryan's done, then I'll just okay, go.
So, and the gas station creeped me out a little bit, just very briefly, because I forgot Oregon is one of the only states that they pump your gas for you.
They're not in New Jersey.
I don't like that shit. I just want to get out. I'm like, sorry, dude. No offense.
They're perfectly nice, but I was just like, yo, I got it. I got it. They start doing that like they're like a homeless guy who's going to go, no, I got it. Don't worry. It's on me. But then I was like, oh, yeah. But it was so much cheaper. So I stopped at the same gas station we stopped at on the way into Oregon. We stopped at the same Black Bear Diner on the way home at Mount Shasta.
Ooh. I already feel like this episode title should be The Red Lion Massacre.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
And then it on is the way, New Jersey and Oregon, by the way, are the two states.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And then after we had lunch again at the Black Diner, Black Bear Diner, I told Dave, I was like, you know, we have to stop at that Red Lion again, right? That's we have to sleep there tonight.
This is a Twilight Zone episode. It's just turning into stopping at the same places.
So I have to ask, the room had to have some kind of stench to it, right?
Well, it did when we were done.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I got a stinky asshole, cock teases.
So going back to the full serve gas, New York also
So I remember when I was in college, I was like 21 or so. One of my roommates, I was in a house with six other dudes at the time, right? Big old Philly house. That's right. H-A-W-T. Nice. It was old, really old house to the point where like I had to have a wall unit air conditioner turned on at all times just so I couldn't hear the mice in the walls. It was a lovely place. I think the seven of us combined paid $1,700 in rent.
Yep.
Shit you not.
The first college house I had was very similar. There was like seven of us in it. We all paid $200.
There you go.
And that covered just about everything.
So one of my buddies, James Caudello, great guy. He grew up in Staten Island, right?
What up, Gotti?
What up,
Gotti?
Jimmy Cods.
Gotti with a body.
We stop. He's driving. We stop and get gas somewhere in Philly, right? And we pull into the gas station, and he just pauses. And I look over. I'm like, you going to get gas? And he looks at me and goes, can you do it? I'm like, yeah, I can. Why? And he looks at me and goes, I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're 21 years old. God damn.
But yeah, you know, it makes sense, though. Like, it's not a skill you need. I think New York got rid of that. I think you pump your own gas now. But yeah, it's like you hear those stories that are like cute, but then people turn it into like a weird misogyny thing about like, I'm 75 and my husband died and I don't know how to pump my gas because my husband pumped my gas for me he would always fill up the car for 50 years.
Gentlemen.
And people are like, that's very sweet. And some people are like, yeah, why should a man do that for you anyway? It's like, no, it's a fucking sweet thing and they're fucking old. It's a different thing.
You know. So speaking of old people, a couple weeks ago, I had a patient and, you know, I have to ask they call the orientation questions. Like, can you tell me your name? Do you know where you're at? What year
Who's
is it?
The president.
That's one of the questions. I stopped asking that 4 years ago. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so.
No, I'm asking guys, who's currently the president? I don't know. Like,
there's a slow gas leak in my house. I don't.
So I knew this guy wasn't all quite there. Like sometimes you can answer all the questions correctly, but you're still not all this is this dude, right? Answers his name, answers the place, answers. I go, do you know what year it is? He goes, 2021. I go, okay. Then he goes, year of the devil. I said, I'm sorry. You said what? Year of the devil. I go, okay. Well, we're going to stand up now. He goes, Biden. I go, I'm sorry. What? He goes, I hate him. And I go, well, you know, he's just a person like you and I, buddy. How about we go for a walk and shut the fuck up?
Yeah. You know, I heard when Joe Biden hates when you walk. So let's go ahead and make him mad real quick.
He's using his motivate. I don't know if you know this. Biden is trying to make it illegal for old people to walk. So you want to really stand up to him.
He doesn't want anyone showing him up. My favorite thing about the nickname when Trump kept calling him Sleepy Joe, I'm like, how is that an insult? If you're 77, you fucking should be sleepy. You know what I mean? Like you need naps.
Yeah,
Sleepy Brent, and I'm half his age.
Yeah. Thank you. So am I.
I like when 74-year-old Donald Trump tells 77-year-old that he's just over the fucking hill.
Stop being old.
Yeah. I had somebody do that to me in Naples. That like, because I was doing a joke about having to wear a mask on the plane, and I didn't even get to the point. Like, it has nothing to do with like mask man. It's like. I don't want to spoil it because I'm doing it during the special.
Okay.
But like the second I mentioned, like, okay, I don't know if you flow, but on the mask, you have to wear mask on the plane. And someone in the crowd was like, let's go, Brandon. And like, it took everything. Like I snapped a little bit. I was like, what the heck? This has nothing to do with politics. All right. Fuck Biden. Funk Trump. No, none of them care about you. Shut up.
Thank you. There you go.
But it was a situation where it was just like, and it took everything in my head not to be like, you know, those mandates were also applied when Trump was still president, right? It doesn't make any fucking sense what you just said there. Shut up, Naples.
I love it. We're kind of ran out of, I guess I could talk about the cruise next week. You know, won't be too old at that point.
Because you actually got to do this one. Which
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. I did not get popped for a false pause. I got on there. It was fun. Try to remember anything decent about it.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it would just be funny if you're like, I didn't get popped for a false positive because I brought my my forgery vaccination card. They had no idea.
Yeah.
I Antonio Browned my way onto the boat.
Who the hell got in trouble for doing that?
A couple Antonio Brown for the.
There you go. Yeah, that's what Bucks. It was.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, it's important to get the word out for Sunday, December 19th. Brent Terhune, Ryan Niemiller. Filming their comedy specials at Zany's Nashville. Nobody walks home.
How about that? Because we'll give you a ride if necessary. Yeah, if you have too many drinks, we'll call you an Uber or we'll.
Yeah.
Well, it's a call to action. I'm bringing my rickshaw.
But there you go.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Which he's you actually so have to funny. Pedal with your arms on the rickshaw. That's how you do it.
Funnily enough, there is a comic who's I met at the Looney Bin, I think in Tulsa, named Rickshaw. He hosted one of the times I was there. He's very nice guy. Very funny. What up, Rick?
What up, Rick? But yeah, Sunday. Nobody walks. I don't know. Nobody walks home is my call to action. I don't get it. It works, I think.
It just sounds dramatic.
It just sounded
nobody
good.
Nobody leaves hungry.
Two we Titans are, meet.
We're locking the doors.
Nobody goes home.
Nobody
alive.
This is the new Saw sequel. Come to the special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyone, if you want to come, we would love it. It means a lot to us. I don't want to speak for Brent, but I will. We're both very excited to film this and see you wonderful people. And it'll be a Christmas miracle.
Yes, or a Festivus grievings. Grievances. Give your grievances. That's what it is, right?
Come for Hanukkah. Come for Christmas. Come for Kwanzaa. Come for Festivus. Come for whatever atheists celebrate.
Or whatever nihilists celebrate, which I believe may be a similar to an
nothing.
Atheist.
They believe in nothing, Lebowski.
That's, that's not fair. You're filming a comedy special. All right. Sunday, December 19th, Nashville, Zany's. Come on now. Brent Terhune, Ryan Niemiller filming comedy specials. Two of the best in the game. You can't miss that.
Two of the three best comics on the cafeteria.
That's right. And I'll be there too.
And Johnny will be there fluffing you up. He'll be the cock tease. There. Yeah.
Wearing my Sunday flannel best.
Zanies.com for your tickets.
Yeah, that's right. 6:30 p.m., 8:45 p.m. Did we miss anything, gentlemen?
If you're within 20 hours, a 20-hour drive. I just did an 18-hour drive.
You did.
No problem whatsoever. Got there easily. If you're within 20 hours and you don't come to the show, you know what? You're uninvited to Christmas.
Yeah. You know what? Get a room at a Red Lion. You'll be okay.
Bring your own sheets. Sip on a Red Thunder.
Sip on a 16-ounce Red Thunder. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. But we're very excited. We're happy. We want to see you. Come on out. It's going to be a darn hoot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, do you guys want to promote anything else besides the special?
Nope. I don't.
All right. Okay. Well, fuck it. I will.
The special's off.
I'm just sorry. Nah, it's not really promoting. It's just like, yay. Thank you to everyone. Some of you are cafeteriaites, cafeteriaholics, cafeteria maniacs. Some of you did buy
cock teases.
We should have started with this, Johnny. This big news.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. The special's more important. Both you sons of bitches bought my album, and I appreciate it. My album landed at number one on iTunes. It was there for a solid 36 hours. Then Bo Burnham jumped back up. But then a couple hours later, old Quasto must have sold an album or two, went back to number one for a little bit. Then I was number two for most of the next day. And now I but it felt really good. Now we're hoping for the Billboard. I'm hoping to get that notification from Billboard that says, yo, you made the top 10, son. But I was really happy.
Your last album did like what, number eight? It debuted at like eight or something like that?
Did number eight. Yep. And pretty pumped, though, to be at number one. And I truly appreciate everyone buying it. I'm very proud of it. And thank you guys for helping me get the word out.
Well, congratulations, Johnny. It's well-deserved.
Every now and then, it's good to feel like a comic. You know what I mean? It's
nice. Yeah, I'll just have one more day before I murder you at a Red Lion.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you could if you want to close out the taping with it, by all means.
By murdering you at the Red Lion?
They've already got the chalk outlines there. We just need you to lay in it. Yeah. And then
study the pattern so that you fall properly.
Hey, look, every good comedy special needs a bit, needs a sketch. You know,
they are over the chalk outlinists are overworked at that Red Lion. It's every day. Just having to draw a new one.
These walls had eyes.
They do have glory holes.
That's right. This Sunday, Nashville. And as always,
thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Could we have some new sheets?
Because I come in them. There's come in the sheets.
Oh, God. I wish I would have stopped recording already. Damn it. Thank you for joining us in the cafeteria. If you had a good time, rate us 5 stars, write us a nice review on whatever platform you're listening on, and if you didn't enjoy yourself, I'm going to be honest, we probably won't do better next time. We appreciate you.